So then the animals are rounded up to check their health, and they get shots. Tell us what goes on.
Well, we do several things. The natural predator of the bison was the wolf, and the wolf that lived here is extinct. Nobody has any plans to try to reintroduce wolves, needless to say. So we have to be the predator. Humans have to be the predator. Bison are pretty prolific. We have a very high calving rate each year. Usually upwards of 70% of the breeding age cows will have a calf come fall, a weaning age calf. We have a limited space. We have them roaming on just under 25,000 acres. They've reached capacity. So each year in the fall, we round up the bison, and we do several things. That's our time to remove surplus animals. We sell the bulls when they're 6 1/2. We sell the cows when they're 10 1/2. But we'll also sell some 2 1/2-year-old animals and sometimes other ages. We act as the predator in that regard. It's also our time to give them their inoculations, and we give them the same inoculations that a rancher would give his cattle. The best way to manage disease is to prevent it. We have a closed herd. We don't bring any animals into the herd that could bring diseases with them. We manage it by prevention of disease.
Harvey spoke of selling them at an age. Obviously, they don't carry around a birth certificate, but each bison has a computer chip in its ear. When they're being run through the chutes, they go by with an electronic paddle, read the computer chip, and they know that this animal is 5 1/2 years old. It's had bloodlines from South Dakota and Nebraska. It's had its shots for tuberculosis or brucellosis or whatever. And we got people sitting there right on the preserve, just a few feet away, with computers logging all this in. The adults particularly are run through those chutes in under a minute on average.
That's another thing we should talk about. Ranchers initially were concerned that you're bringing in bison, and they've heard all the stories about brucellosis in the herd in Yellowstone and all the things that happened from that. So they were concerned, you know, you're bringing in bison, you're going to infect our cattle herds. The herd that was brought in was certified disease-free. I don't know of a cattle herd that's certified disease-free. So the 300 animals were certified by the state of Oklahoma to be disease-free. That alleviated a lot of concerns.
Yeah. How fast can a bison run?
Well, they can sure outrun people. The story I've read is they can run 30 to 35 miles an hour. But they can do it for many miles.
And those animals are how heavy?
Well, a cow will weigh 900 to 1,100 pounds. A bull will weigh 1,800 pounds. And they can run forever.
Amazing that they can run that fast, that kind of weight.
And that long.
We talked about the pens, but then there has to be a special type of fencing.
That's correct. We have the drill stem pipe that's set in concrete 6 feet into the ground. That's a pretty strong barrier. And then we use what's called King Ranch woven wire, which is the heaviest woven wire we could buy, that's used to run from post to post on the parts of the corrals where the bison are run into them, kind of a wing to direct them into the corrals. Then the corrals are made with the same drill stem pipe posts set in concrete and then steel tubing running parallel to the ground. That's 7 feet tall. We have a very substantial set of corrals.
And in the exterior, I think around the preserve as a whole, eventually our fence will be 50 to 60 miles, won't it?
Yes.
By the time you encircle everything. And that's done with some regular steel fence posting, but also periodically with this oil field pipe. And I think seven strands. These strands of barbed wire are quarter mile in length. And as one of the cowboys said, when you get through wrestling with that for a day, you look like you've been in a cat fight.
I'm sure. Humans talk about eating healthy. I understand the bison can distinguish between healthy grass and non-nutrient-provided grass.
Well, they are very selective in their grazing preferences. They're always searching for high-quality forage. What they're going to primarily eat will be the four major grasses that we have, which are big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian grass, and switchgrass. But yes, they know what plants are nutritious and palatable, and that's what they go for.
And then they take baths, don't they?
Dust baths.
And that's important, too, to the preserve.
Well, it is. Where they have the wallows are little microcosms. They will collect water in the spring.
In the shallow depressions.
Shallow depressions. Right. They will support amphibians. They will support different types of plants than you'll find out of the Depression.
And then their hooves are meaningful to the ground as well.
I think that's a little overstated. People like to write that the bison till the prairie with their hooves. Well, yeah. That's a little romanticized.
Okay.
There's not really that much tilling going on.
The seed comes blowing in the air and it settles into their coat.
Well, or they will rub up against a plant. Their coats have a lot of wool, and they are big transporters of seeds. You're exactly right. They will scatter seeds all over the preserve.
But you don't find much of the wool out on the prairie, because anytime it's shed, birds and small mammals will pick it up for nesting. It's a very, very soft, fine material.
And while we're talking about this charismatic animal, is really what it is. You just stand and look at these beasts, and you're just taken with them. We should point out it is the state animal of this state of Oklahoma.
We call them charismatic megafauna, and they are. You know, I raise bison myself, few. The more around them, the more your appreciation enhances for their abilities. They're magnificent animals.
I grew up in North Dakota, and we had milk cows up there. My dad always talked about the cows that had different personalities, so when they came into the barn, they would all act differently. And I would imagine bison have their own distinct personalities as well.
They do. They're very curious, and it's easy to get attached to them.
But become a pet almost.
No, not really. I wouldn't recommend that at all.
No, you get to know maybe a certain one, and you know how that one acts, and maybe some are gentle and some are not.
That's true.
Well, there's a sociology to bison herds. They're usually led by an old cow. The cows, I think, kind of team up to keep an eye on the calves. At times the bulls act like the destroyers in a convoy. They work the flanks, and they're there to protect. They're much more sensitive to intruders being around than, say, the calves are. Watching a bison calf develop is like watching a child grow up, except a bison calf moves in about 2 months through the period. The child will take about 5 years in terms of its relationship with its mother and then getting introduced to other calves and to other members of the herd and then to birds and snakes and coyotes and everything else. Watching them go through that process, it's wonderful. Our calves are reddish for the first 2 to 3 months after they're born before they assume the more brown tone. They are so fascinated with this new world. When you drive up beside them, they'll look at you with these big wide eyes, and then they'll usually bolt for mama or someone else. A bison herd is just absolutely fascinating to watch. It's not just a bunch of animals standing there stupidly. They all interact.
In the animal kingdom, are they considered very smart?
I consider them very smart. I don't know what a scientist would tell you, but I think they're very smart.
Their eyesight is not the best. Their sense of smell is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about their hearing.
They're pretty aware of what's going on around them.